Hey everyone, it is 6:02. I can't even talk. I am depleted as can be right now. Josh and I just got out of a senior leadership meeting, but I'm going to start the podcast with actually introducing it. Hello everyone, this is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew, coming to you with another episode of the Founders Journal, my daily diary for the world, to talk about what's happening behind the scenes at the brew. It's 6:02. Coming out of a 8-hour or 9-hour company offsite. And if you are a frequent Founders Journal listener, you heard me talk after a recent offsite as well. We clustered two company offsites together, but I am feeling exhausted. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, which doesn't help my cause. I woke up at 4:30 in the morning. I was restless the whole night. So I'm definitely depleted, but I want to just talk about, you know, some of the biggest things that we talked about, or at least my takeaways from the company offsite, and even just sharing like how I thought this offsite compared to our last one. Should we hop into it?
I'm tired too, but let's hop in.
So I think there's a few things that resonated with me from this offsite. I think there were things that were better in this company offsite than the last one. And just so for everyone who's listening, so you have context on what this offsite, what offsite even means, it's corporate jargon. The entire senior leadership team at Morning Brew, there are 9 of us from every different department. Basically, we're just on a Zoom call for 9 hours straight today to talk about the biggest issues in the company, to talk about the things that we're most excited about moving forward, to basically hash out decisions relating to the strategy of the business moving forward. And so what I was really happy with today is I think the easiest thing that you find in company offsites or just like senior leadership meetings in general is the absence of healthy tension. I think people are really good at sharing strong opinions in one-on-one settings, not in meeting setting, because I think it's more uncomfortable. But I think this constructive discomfort where people share opposing ideas around a key issue in the business is so highly critical. And as I was saying to Josh before the podcast, I think it's so important for everyone's development in their thinking because, you know, let's just use as an example. We were talking about what the future paid product within Morning Brew looks like. And there was really good constructive tension in discussing what this product will be, what it will look like with our head of growth, with our product and tech lead, with our head of content. And I think what it leads to is I think this tension, one, calls into question the perspective of experts in each domain of the business. So as we go about building this product, there is consideration for all of the things we may not have considered. But I also think when you're, you know, butting heads a little bit on a discussion, it resonates with you in a way that wouldn't if there wasn't tension. As in, there are things that were said in this discussion that I'm going to continue to think about to use to refine my thinking around what product we want to build, because I could tell someone was so passionate about their thoughts around this product. And so I think passion and constructive tension can't be misconstrued for people trying to let their egos get in the way or for trying to prove someone wrong. I think it all came from a positive place. And so I really respected that in this offsite, there was more constructive tension than the last offsite. But as we were discussing before, I think where there's room for improvement is the idea of having discussions and debates for the sake of discussing and debating, where, you know, the hope for everything you debate in a meeting is you're debating a key issue where it leads to an outcome that everyone is settled on at the end of the meeting. So then there's actually an action item that you can take after the meeting. So for example, one of the things we discussed is that at Morning Brew, we have a really hot, aggressive hiring roadmap. And there need to be considerations around how can we hire fast enough to keep up with how many people we want to add to the team over the next several quarters. We had an action item related to increasing our capacity for hiring based on that discussion. But I did feel like there were a few discussions where there weren't necessarily action items, and it kind of turned into these circular discussions of sharing opinions for the sake of sharing opinions rather than actually having a takeaway that we could use as senior leadership to push the company forward. And so I think moving forward in future offsites, to the extent that we can be prepared in our discussions, but also be having discussions around things that warrant a takeaway or an action item, that's where we should be focusing our time and attention. And that was like a really good point that Josh had called attention to after the meeting. Yeah, I think also the thing I'm realizing is that for some reason we find that these offsites are like the best places to truly talk about the biggest issues. I don't think we necessarily talk about huge issues in our weekly senior leadership meetings. And so, and maybe it's a function of our weekly meetings are an hour and a half and the offsite was 9 hours. But I think to the extent that we can find ways to talk about the biggest issues always, even in an hour and a half setting, I think that would be a huge win for us. And now all I can think about is not only the offsite and how many things there are to do, but how exciting the future is for the brew, but also the fact that we were in this offsite for 9 hours. I got 5 hours of sleep last night. My eyeballs are about to fall out of my head. And I now probably have another 3 to 4 hours of work ahead of me to write our core value speech that's going to be delivered to the team tomorrow. So I'm both, I'm dreading it because I'm exhausted, but I'm also so energized by it because this speech that I'm giving tomorrow is basically to reveal to everyone in the company, all 44 people, what Morning Brew's core values are. But I think it goes so far beyond just like telling people four core values. Like every company has core values, but I think it represents two things to me. One is it makes us think really hard about how do we not just like post these values up on our wall as a company, but how do we actually live by them in the way we hire and the way that we act and work with one another every single day. But also I'm so excited for this because one, I have the opportunity, you know, to have the ear of everyone in the company who's so incredibly talented and passionate about what they do. But also the fact that we're doing a core value speech to me is representative of how much progress we've made as a business, right? Like we wouldn't have to deliver a core value speech if we had 5 people on the team because we would be the culture of the business. There wouldn't be, you know, levels or layers within the business to make sure everyone is being transmitted the same type of messaging where everyone is on the same page about everything. And so I think what the core value speech represents to me is progress within the company, in the size of our team, in the size of the business, in all the various departments and things we're doing, and the way we're doing productive work in a distributed fashion right now that warrants giving a speech to everyone at once so everyone is on the same page. And I think the necessity to have the ear of the full team at once just represents where we've come as a company. We have so much more to do, but I think it's worth just acknowledging that we had to accomplish so much to even get to a place where we can, you know, give this speech to the entire team. I hope you all had a great day. I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of the Founders Journal. I'm going to go work on this core values speech, and then I'm going to sleep for at least 8 hours because it was a hell of a day, but it was productive. Hope you have a great night, and I will catch you with the next episode. Take it easy.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.